Matt Pendereker. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. I'm going to take you in order. Do not hang up. I'll get to each of you. I'm going to start with Jim of Mequon, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, Jim of Mequon?
Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. What's up, Jim? What's in your mind today?
I was listening to your previous talk on the Republicans getting into office and, you know, taking over and impeaching or trying to impeach President Biden, which I think would be a big mistake. However, isn't that exactly what happened with the Democrat Party trying to impeach Donald Trump at the same time? I mean, it was kind of like a farce impeachment that never went anywhere. Do you think that it would be the same kind of thing? And do you think that would be a big mistake or was a big mistake by the Democrats?
Yeah, Jim, thanks for calling in. Let me tell you my view on that, and it's this. Partisan impeachments for the sake of impeaching are wrong, and that I would agree with you with. But take a look at the two Trump impeachments. One of them is Zelensky. The president of Zelensky was about to be invaded by Russia. The invasion finally occurred on February 24th of 2022. But they'd invaded Crimea back in 2014. And then they also had Russian soldiers dressed in non-military uniforms, killing people, 14,000 people in the Donbass region in Ukraine. Trump said to Zelensky in the middle of the 2020 campaign, I'll send you a couple hundred million of Stingers and Javelins, but only if you say you're starting an investigation for fraud of Biden and his son Hunter. Otherwise, you're not going to get him. That was the basis of the investigation. In other words, trying to get somebody to gin up an investigation in return for our foreign aid that's needed to drive back the Ruskies, who are our enemies, Jim. Jim, Putin is our enemy, you see. Putin is a KGB. And then when they got rid of the KGB, they just called the FSB. He is our enemy. That was wrong. And so if Biden ever did anything like that, trying to use our foreign policy to better himself financially or to better himself politically, he should be impeached. But that has not occurred. The second impeachment was, and by the way, Mitt Romney voted to convict him in the Senate. Now, it takes 17 of the other, there are 50 Democrats, and assuming they all vote together, it would take 17 Republicans to join him. There were not 17. There was one. There was Mitt Romney. But, you know, Mitt Romney is a fairly astute guy, whether you agree with everything that he does or not. And he felt there was enough there. But then the second one was the insurrection. That was a coup to overturn an election for the first time since George Washington was elected in 1788. There was not going to be a peaceful transition of power. Republicans went with the Democrats on that one. So, and I'm talking about North Carolina. I'm talking about a lot of different states. If Joe Biden ever does something that would get even a single Democrat, much less eight of them, to join Republicans to say he should be out of the office, that's something, yeah, we should take a look at. And if he does anything like Ukraine or the insurrection, yeah, we should absolutely impeach anybody who is the president. But Biden hasn't done that. But you've laid a finger on a much more difficult issue. And that is, there are a lot of people in good faith like yourself who may look on it as a partisan impeachment. And one of the things, the partisan impeachment of Trump and a prosecution of him for directing the insurrection, and that's something that Merrick Garland has to take into account, because we don't want a civil war in this country either. And we need to come together against the Ruskies and the Chinese. So that's my view. Trump committed treason in telling Zelensky, I'm going to let the Russians murder and rape everybody in your country unless you do something for me politically. That's impeachable. And directing an insurrection to prevent the peaceful transfer of power, that's impeachable. Biden hasn't done anything like that. So, Jim, thanks for calling. I encourage you to call in a lot in the future. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend, you're next. What's on your mind today, Bill?
First of all, Matt, I'd like to say to you and the radio station, your whole group, thanks for what's going on today in the press. January 6th, we owe them a big thank you. A lot of gratitude there for them literally saving America. It's funny, the far-right news stations now are doing everything to avoid the elephant in the room, but it's almost comical how they have to dance around an object they can't defend. Somebody got a quick interview or tried to with Ron Johnson. He looked like Al Capone when Al Capone found out they had his accountant. He reminded me of Al Capone, like, you've got nothing, you've got nothing. He was his hair was messed up. He looked like he hadn't slept for a day, and you know what? He's got it coming. I have no sympathy for the man. I called his office, and I said, as a Wisconsin taxpayer, I demand you resign before you embarrass yourself more. These people should never be allowed to get back into politics. And if Garland and other people are worried about a pushback or how these guys are going to give threats and shoot people, I tell them, bring it on, because with your small arms, you have nothing. You have nothing. They can be literally rendered dysfunctional without hurting them. We've got the technology to do it. So all this, you know, I'm going to shoot you. I'm going to, yeah, okay, whatever. But a small arms, again, in 2022 is nothing. It's like pointing a squirt gun. Yeah, it's a little more dangerous than a squirt gun, obviously. My point is, don't be afraid of these guys anymore. They have to be crushed. They have to be removed from society as far as a functional politician. They can carry on their jobs, but I tell you what, I think it's over, Rover. And I think if the Democrats can't win with this timing, heaven help the U.S. Thanks again, Matt. You do a wonderful job.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you very, very much. Appreciate your call. And we're going back to the lines. Do not hang up. I'm getting to all of you. Jerry of Madison, you're next, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Jerry of Madison?
Morning, Matt. Hey, you know, Matt Garland, he's over in Ukraine with criminal investigations there. Hell, we got criminals here. He should be. Is he recording these hearings that's going on with the January 6th? He's going to watch them later? That's a little disappointing. And as for Ukraine, you know, they're not getting those weapons we're sending them are sophisticated. This is going to take months to learn, understand. I think we got to get more involved there. They're not going to survive. That's all, Matt. Thank you.
Yeah, Jerry. No, you're absolutely right. And early on, I think NATO misestimated the Russian army. They thought they're better than they were. They didn't realize that Putin had been stealing 80% of the defense budget, and that's why they are so decimated. Number one, the Ruskies have lost more than 50% of their troops in Ukraine. The Russians are animals. The Russians are savages. They are raping, murdering. They just executed a journalist and a journalist, and they executed a Ukrainian soldier escorting them. They kidnapped several hundred thousand kids that they put in indoctrination camps in Russia, make them learn Russian history and that Russia is good and Ukraine was bad, separate them from their parents. They just are going through raping women in the Donbass the way they did in Prussia and East Germany in 1945. They're savages. And early on, I was the one who advocated, and it should have happened, that we should have had a no-fly zone over Ukraine. None of this would have happened. But what happened was Joe Biden was putting NATO together. France and Germany wouldn't agree to it and wouldn't agree to the sanctions if that happened. And then what you'd had is you had people stabbing Joe Biden in the back, and they still do, Donald Trump, Tucker Carlson, and the rest. Thanks for calling. We're going to get in one more call. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Monday. Mark from the SAC. We have 2 minutes.
Yeah, it's remarkable that all this is going on. I just read a fortune cookie that said that, you know, only fools and about fools and dead people changing their minds. Fools can't, fools won't, and dead men can't. You know, these people that are would still vote for Donald Trump, in spite of what we've heard now, that the criminal activity he's been involved in, that whether he's acquitted or not, that they'd still vote for him in 2024, which is just remarkable. And there's people that are going to vote for Ron Johnson, because he is a Republican nominee, I believe, for the Senate. He can't be replaced now because I don't know if he's had any opposition on the Republican ticket or not, because they'd still vote for him. And the guy had plotted to over as part of the coup. All these guys, you know, there's so many people that are probably tied into it tangentially. And if he knew about this going on, I've said this now before in the air, that why didn't he step up and say something about it? He didn't say, I've said, no, don't do this, and, you know, that, and take it right to the DOJ, that he did not do that. He was just hoping it wouldn't come out that this happened, and it all comes out.
Yeah. That is a very, very good and insightful comment, Mark. Thank you very much for calling, as always. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Come.